is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Six minutes after the hour, welcome back into The Whole Show. Getting a lot of good suggestions. Not all of them are actually sports movies, though. We'll see what Mark brings to the table. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, Angel and I decided that by the time we hit summer, the Rockies are going to be like 20 wins in. We have to find things to occupy our time. We're going to bring back sports movie reviews on Fridays. It's going to be called something like Brady and Angel's Fabulous Fun Time Reviewing Sports Movies That May or May Not Be New. Something like that. We're working on
the name. Come up with a shorter title than that one.
Yeah, trying to. I'm not a marketer here, Mark. You know, I got to think about it. So I need some suggestions, Mark. Sports movies that come to mind that we could review.
Oh well, you know, you've probably heard. I mean, you know, there's the obvious ones. You know, Field of Dreams,
sure.
And The Natural, and is it got to be baseball movies?
No, it could be any sports movie. At all, because we're going to be so burnt on baseball when the Rockies have, like, seven wins by the time we hit, you know, July 8th. We'll want to be reviewing
some. I think what you got to do, you got to go back and do the original Longest Yard. Not the Adam Sandler one.
I've heard that one. I've heard the original. We need to do the original. Okay, I've never seen that one, so that's on the list.
How about Pride of the Yankees? Does that come up yet?
No, that one has not come up yet.
Pride of the Yankees, that the Lou Gehrig story, that's a very good, it's a very old movie, obviously. But that's a great one. I've always enjoyed that one very, very much.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, there's got to be, you know, the obvious ones. You start talking about Major League and Bull Durham and stuff like that. Those have got to come up.
Yeah, Major League. And Angel hasn't seen it, because I'm 11 years older than Angel. So, so there's a little bit of a difference there as far as some of the movies we've seen. We're leaving it up to a fan vote after this Friday, but we're doing, have you seen this one, White Man Can't Jump? Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah, yeah, certainly.
They're remaking this movie, Mark. Can you believe this?
Do you know why that is?
Why
is
that?
Why? Because nobody has any new ideas anymore.
I know.
All they do is remake the cool stuff from 25, 30, 40 years ago. Like when they're remaking that one. They've gone back and they did Magnum PI for goodness. Stop remaking the stuff that was awesome. Don't do that.
Yes.
Come up with your own ideas.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't need a remake of. And this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I was in Sedona, Arizona for a few days over the weekend with friends, and somebody started talking about how awesome the new Tom Cruise was, Maverick was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, no, was it? Come on. No. No. No.
You can't compare
to the first one. Sorry.
You can't. You're right. But I'll give you this, Mark. I'd rather them try a sequel than a remake. Like, if you're going to try to bring back White Men Can't Jump, you got to bring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson back in.
Yes.
I don't need these two dudes that I've never heard of before. And I know I'm getting older, so I don't know who they
are. Although, I'll say this. I don't think Wesley Snipes nor Woody Harrelson can jump anymore, either of them, because they're old now. You
know. Nobody can jump. That's the sequel. No. It should be. We can't jump anymore.
Neither of us can jump anymore.
No. There's just certain movies. Like, I was talking to somebody today about, like, Jerry Maguire. You can't remake that. There's just certain movies. It doesn't mean that they're the greatest of all time. It's just they're not remakeable. You don't even try.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, nobody would ever remake The Godfather.
No.
You just don't do it. Don't ever touch it. Leave it alone. Right?
They'll probably try,
great
though.
Movie.
They'll probably try, Mark. You know that's happening.
Somebody will.
So I wanted this one would connect to you. Did you see the movie 8 Seconds?
Oh yeah,
very
good.
I want to put that one on, because I loved that movie. It's so tough
loved
to
it.
Get through at the end because obviously we know what happens. Yep. But it's
died on my birthday, by the way.
Did he really? Did he really?
July 30th.
Yep. Wow, that's crazy. Yep. Well, that's one of the good ones for sure. So we're kind of
throwing
it out.
The dance scene at the wedding, by the way. Remember that scene?
Yes. Yep.
The dance scene at the wedding, outstanding.
Is that
was that Stephen Baldwin?
Yeah, it's one of the Baldwin brothers. I can't remember. You're probably right. There's one or like 8 Baldwin brothers. I'm not sure. But that was a good one for sure. All right, Mark. They're going to make a movie about primetime. That's probably a movie that I'd go see.
Well, I think that's already happening with old documentaries.
It's already happening. Okay.
Well, you just saw there's a George Foreman movie coming out, right?
I saw that. Yeah, that's I'm okay. All right, I'm interested. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the Michael Jordan one too.
Yeah.
Or not Michael Jordan, but the
At this point, why not a Deion Sanders movie?
Yeah. No, I would imagine that's coming up. But Mark, you know, as we look at this and we continue to see the numbers of transfers and everything, and you've got two schools of thought. You got one side that's like, oh, see, this is going to be madness. It's all about him. It's all about prime time. Then the other side is, no, they're weeding them out. We're getting those guys out of here that won't be here. Is prime time, and maybe for better or worse, is he strict, Mark? Is he just so strict that maybe some of these guys are like, wow? On the surface, it's Deion Sanders. I love it. He's amazing. He's popular. He's going to get eyeballs on us. And then when they actually get into the system, are they like, wow, he is pretty strict. He's pretty tough. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know if that's necessarily it. And that's not a negative against or any kind of shot against Coach Prime. I just think, you know, really, I don't know that I've ever been around a coach. And fans aren't going to understand this because every time a new coach comes in, everyone eats up when a coach gets on and goes, you know, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to be physical. We're going to go to class. We're going to treat people right. And I've gotten a little cynical over the course of my career because I've done this for so long. If you're really paying attention, every coach says the same thing.
Sure.
Nobody really ever says anything new, right? Nobody ever opens up a press conference and says, you know, we're not going to be terribly disciplined. And I'm not sure how hard we're going to work. And we're not going to be the toughest team in America. And we'll go to class most of the time, but probably not all the time. No one's ever said that. Okay? They all say the exact same things. And so the proof is in the pudding in the long term. That's where we learn how committed each one of these coaches are to that message. Because everyone says the same message. We just find out how committed they are to the same message. And you know what the difference between being committed and just being having one foot in, you know what the difference between those two things is?
Mm-mm.
It's the difference between how committed to the breakfast the pig and the chicken are, okay? One is totally committed to the breakfast.
Yeah.
The other one's just partially involved, right? And that's what you learn about a coach in the long term. I think what we're looking at right now, this thing has become such a whirlwind and such a typhoon that has hit Boulder, and I think a lot of guys aren't fully understanding how this is going to work. I think it's overwhelming some of these guys. I really do. And then, you know, let's be honest about it. There are a number of guys that are being encouraged to step in another direction. And so that's a big, big, big part of this as well. And so I can't say I've got all the answers. I just know I'm fascinated by what I'm witnessing right now. And all I know right now is Colorado needs a lot of big bodies, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, we're seeing – we just saw an edge guy over the weekend committed. But you're seeing a lot of skill guys, a lot of the guys that wear small numbers and play away from the football. They're committing, and that's awesome. You always need those guys. But you got to find some big guys as well. And so I'm waiting, and you know, Coach Prime has talked about that, so I'm waiting to see when that wave is going to come, because it's going to have to come here pretty quick.
Yeah, you would think here pretty soon, but again, the way this thing's going, every time you refresh, somebody's coming in, somebody's going out, no matter what school you're looking at. Mark, how has Prime Time handled this? Has he talked much? Now, I know there's some videos, I haven't seen them, but you know, I always just kind of click through, and I don't know if it's about this or whatever. But has he talked about the mass exodus, some of these players leaving? Has he spoken about, you know, this is still, again, doubling down, this is what the plan was?
Well, I think what he said is basically, you know, you don't judge the process in the middle of the process. You judge the process on when you get to, in this case, September 2nd, right, against TCU. That's when you judge the process. And I think that's been a consistent message. And I happen to agree with that. You know, there are a lot of things we do. You know, if you walked along with me during a week of, you know, preparation, getting up ready for a football game, you know, you'd look at me on Wednesday and go, dude, there's no way you're going to be able to do that football game on Saturday. I mean, you don't even, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I do shows and I have to speak very generally and vaguely because I don't know the players, right? And so if you were walking that path with me by Wednesday, you'd be thinking, holy cow, man, you got a game coming up here in about 72 hours. You'd be ready for that? And I'd say, well, just trust the process, because by the time we get to 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll have it all in my head, right? So that's the way I look at this. Right now, it is what, May 2nd? Is that what, May 3rd? Whatever day it is. And so I'm not judging the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime on a September 2nd basis right now. I'm looking at it saying, okay, well, it looks like kind of a mess. You remember last week, I think we talked about, you know, walking into the house and, you know, the faucets weren't on, the baseboards weren't on and all that. Right now, it's a big darn mess. But, you know, the craftsman's going to get the house together by the time you get to the finishing product. And so that's the way I look at it. So I'm not going to judge it at this point in time. And I'm not terribly concerned by anything I'm seeing. I just think it's part of the mess of turning this thing around. And so that's what I've encouraged, you know, when fans drop me a line, I just encourage them, just relax. You got to trust the process. That's a common phrase we hear in sports, and that's what we're doing right now in Buff Nation. We're trusting the process.
Well, and I think you've been consistent on this too, Mark. When it was announced, you know, it's exciting, no matter if you're a primetime fan or not. It's exciting. But I think you were fair too, saying, hey, you know, we don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. Who knows? The same thing with this. You got to look at it and go, yeah, maybe it's a big deal. Maybe it's not.
Yeah. Oh, exactly right. Yeah. And you know, but one thing we do too frequently, we want to, everything's knee-jerk, right? We just want to go, oh, my goodness. We want to see a championship team. 2 weeks ago for the spring game, we wanted to see a championship team out there. Did we see a championship team? No, absolutely not. But now, by the time we get to September, they might look like a championship team. We'll have to wait and see. I just, as I said after the spring game, I wanted to see some individuals on this team. I want to see what Travis Hunter looked like in real time. I want to see certainly what the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, looked like in real time when the bullets are flying out there. I very much was impressed by those two guys and others that I was really looking forward to seeing. And so, for me, it's just watching the little part, the incremental steps, if you will, through this whole thing. And are they moving in the right direction? Do they seem to understand what the culture is? Do they understand what the system is supposed to be? Okay, I think they got the broad strokes down. Now they're going to add the fine-tuning. And that's all I'm looking for. And so, right now, part of the fine-tuning I'm looking for is, okay, what are the players that are still going to be added to fill out this roster to 85 scholarships? And then what does that then look like from a number standpoint with each one of the positions? And then we'll see how they perform once they get on the field, obviously. But, you know, that's just where I am right now. I think it's just easy to panic. And believe me, in my role, I hear from fans on both sides. I hear from the fans that just dropped me a line on social media. They're like, this is insane. This is a disaster. And I'm like, just relax. And then I still have the other ones who say, boy, people are saying this is crazy. I think they're just stupid. This is obviously a team that's going to win a national championship next year. Well, listen, let's pull back in the reins a little bit there as well, okay? The truth is going to be someplace in between.
Yes, yeah.
And, I'm confident in the process, and I'm just waiting for it to unfold right now. I'm not making my hard and fast assessment at this point.
I can tell you one thing. As we get closer to the actual games, I mean, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah, leading into the season, Mark, I mean, you've got to be so excited about this. And I know it's going to be a long summer of movie reviews for us here. And, Mark, we'd love to have you, you know, be a guest reviewer. But that's to fill in the space in between as we get to the – because it's going to be something else. I can't wait.
So you're saying you don't think you're going to be talking heavy Rockies talk at all?
Hey, I don't know. Our guy Tanner here seems to think they're going to go on one of those runs again and make it into the World Series. So if that happens, then sure, we'll talk about it, but, you know, I just...
Tell Tanner that's happened one time. Just one time.
All right, Mark, appreciate yours. Oh, yes, we should bring you in for as a guest of Brady and Angel review movies throughout the summer because the Rockies aren't good series.
Well, work on the title of that show, though. You got to come up with something a lot shorter than that.
Yeah, something a lot shorter. We'll figure something out, Mark, but appreciate you as always, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know, Angel. I think Brady and Angel's super awesome time reviewing movies that may or may not be old or new. It's just, it's fun, and they're sports-related. That's the name.
Well, I think the coolest thing about the show is it changes every time you hear it.
I've said it different every time.
It's almost like a secret show. Like,
it is.
You can't really talk about it outside of with your friends. You're like,
because you don't even know the name.
Did you listen to this? No, I listened to this.
You don't even know the name of the movie. 405, you could combine your names and call it Brain Gel at the movies. So what are we, like Bradgelina now?
Oh,
Brangelina? Ben Affleck and Lopez? What were they? What was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? What was that? What was their combined name? Brangel and Brangel at the movies. I don't know. Bennifer, so we're like that now? We're just combining names, and that's the thing? Sarah's just sending me the best rodeo movies of all time. There's just one. There's a best list? How many rodeo movies did they make? I mean, come on. They're not on the bull that long. There's always so much that can happen. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the second hour, third hour, what hour are we in? We got CSU stuff I want to talk about. Question marks surrounding the Rams basketball team, the Rams football team. Are things about to get really good in Fort Collins? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind, Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.